what it is that she had going on. And so, you know, he is managed by Roc Nation, and he's been one of those slow and steady characters, you know what I'm saying, that has just done his thing and remained consistent. And so he had a very loyal Southern base, in my opinion, and was doing really well. And then I think that he's been able to connect exactly. And he's been doing those little things to get more commercial. You know, he went and got his teeth done. He's been keeping his hair up. You know what I'm saying? He's been trying to step it up and really, really focus and shit like that. So he has pushed on through. Absolutely. Now let's go ahead and get into sales, okay? So let me make sure y'all can see it. A Gangsta's Pain, it sold 110,000 equivalent album units earned in the tracking week ending on April 29th. In terms of like hardcore sales, they're saying that it was what? Album sales comprised 4,000 and TEA units comprised less than 1,000. So how much did he sell? I think they said something like 4,000. I don't know. But what we do know is it went to number one, and it earned $110,000, okay? At least in that. I was shocked because let's go and pull up Rapper of the Year. So I want to take y'all back to BET when they reported on it. So they said that Megan hit 100,500. So that means that Moneybagg Yo sold more albums than her debut album. He came in at number one. She came in at number two on that same Billboard 200 list. This is why you don't need to be paying attention to the internet and what the fuck is being pushed like right in front of you. You can still make your noise and do your thing. To me, that says a lot. Mitchell, huh? Just pay attention to what you got going on, because it ain't okay. I was reading a text, so this is what I'm saying. That shit shocked me because she's supposed to be a way bigger star, and he did better than her. Okay, and it is what it is. And so BTS did come out at the same time. But that doesn't change the fact that, you know, if people really, really, really had actually bought it, it would have done better. And so I'm just looking at that shit like, Now, speaking of charts and records and albums and shit, let's go ahead and get into this status that was posted to Twitter. QC Worldwide, I don't know who runs this page or if it has any affiliation, okay? But this page said, Khaled Ho album is free falling on Apple, and it's not even 3 days yet. So I said, well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know how to go and look up the Apple iTunes list on my fucking Apple on my phone. So I literally will go and Google it if there's something to talk about. But it's more so people posting it online, and then it'd be a lot of reposts, you know. And then that's how I get to see a lot of times. Like, I feel like the consumer, they say QC is Queen's Charts. Oh, okay. So I'm one of those people that wants to enjoy the music. Y'all remember when Nicki Minaj was like, do y'all remember when the consumer just got to enjoy the music and not have to worry about the fucking charts? Like, I'm one of those people, I'd be more concerned with, like, what are you putting out and what does that sound like, okay? So, yeah, I said, well, let me go ahead and take a look and see how the records are doing. And so I went to iTunesChart.net, and I'm going to pull that up right now. So as you can see, it says American iTunes Chart. And so you can see it says top songs. Number four, DJ Khaled, Sorry Not Sorry. You see top albums right here. Let's go ahead and get into the full chart for top songs. And then let me bypass this stupid ass ad. And then let's go take a look. And so let's get into it. We're only looking and paying attention to DJ Khaled songs. Number four, DJ Khaled, Sorry Not Sorry. Okay? It's down two places. It's been on the chart for 3 days. Okay. Number 11, DJ Khaled, Let It Go. That's with Justin Bieber and 21 Savage. It's up four places, 3 days on the charts. Let's go ahead and get into DJ Khaled, I Did It. It's down one place, coming in at number 25. It's been on the chart for 3 days. DJ Khaled, Where You Come From. Now, that's my favorite from the record. It is up 42 places from number 80. And this is the best song to me on the whole body of work, okay? And do notice that they are 69 cents, okay? Big Paper featuring Cardi B is down 17 places, coming in now at number 40 from number 23. And that's what it says here, okay? They claim that they love the song and all that kind of shit like that, but it is down 17 places, people, okay? And the people say, Millie, look, it's discounted. They just put it out. Why is it discounted? It's looking poor. Let's continue on and see if anything else is up here. So Cardi, she's winning for the lowest placement right now. Number 40. Let's see if we see him again on the chart. DJ Khaled, Just Be featuring Justin Timberlake. Well, you're the crown. Oh, no. We got one more. Down 28 places from 48. Here we go at number 76. So this record tanked. Number 78, Every Chance I Get, Lil Baby and Lil Durk. Y'all said y'all love. Y'all said that was y'all favorite. It is down 18 places from number 60. Wow. And that's all. And that is all. So, yeah. The initial surge was people going to listen to it. And after people went and listened to it, they realized that it was trash. Like we told everyone that it was. So if you want to be honest about Khaled, was it a flop? Even though they say it came in at number one, yes, I'm still going to call it a flop. All right. So I'm not surprised at all. Let's go ahead and get into some news that came out. Shout out to C-Serve Code. So they said that it could be that an R&B track, one of their forthcoming for the EDM and pop songs, or the several collaborations in the works. Krish, that's the name of the duo, they name checks everyone from hip-hop star Raja Kumari to Punjabi artists like Suki and Mickey Singh for India. On the global front, blah, 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 blah. They said that hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion, they have a song. They said Megan actually reached out to us over Instagram DM a little while back and asked us to hop on a track of hers. It's such a banger. Can't wait for it to release. Okay? And so, y'all heard it, baby. They said Megan slid in the DM and said, I want y'all on a record. And so, what will that record be? Who knows? Okay. And so whenever it is released, we will talk about it. Now, while she was over there getting some love from the Indians, bitch, the Asians have had it with Megan's ass. What didn't happen this time? Child, shout out to Media Takeout. Megan Thee Stallion is getting canceled for what they're calling anti-Asian lyrics. So a group of Asian American activists are trying to get female rap star Megan Thee Stallion canceled for using allegedly racist slurs in her rhymes, okay? So the movement to ban Megan is picking up steam, especially since May is Asian and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It started last month when the activists began combing through Megan's lyrics and turned up multiple times where she used the apparent anti-Asian slur, Ching Ching. Media Takeout has learned that the activists then took to TikTok to spread the word about Megan's lyrics. So I had literally heard nothing about this. But do you know what I thought of as soon as I saw this shit? The article that TikTok just put out. And nobody could understand why. TikTok just put out an article that said that they decide who's popular on TikTok. And who did they put on the front of it? Megan Thee Stallion. Let me pull it up. Okay. Wait, because they're trying to make me verify and shit. Hold on, let me go find the article. Does somebody have a goddamn link? I'm trying to find it right now. What's this? Let me see. Because I want to find the exact one we were talking about. They said just go to your old video. We'll get it in a second. Don't worry about it. But the whole point is, they came out with an article that said, well, we decide, you know what I'm saying, who goes viral by doing this and doing that. And we read the whole thing. And we all found it quite odd because it was like, okay, like, who in the fuck asked you? Like, what the fuck? So anyway, let's go ahead and read some more. They said, here's a sample of the comments on TikTok and across social media. So these comments show where the activists are calling out the female superstar. They said Megan Thee Stallion raps about Ching Chongs or something in her song No Heart. The song was taken down, but no apology was ever given, and any mention of it on either Twitter or Instagram has resulted in a block from her or her team. So apparently they're alleging that when they say something about it, okay, then there's a problem. They get blocked. Has anybody even heard this song called No Heart? Okay? I haven't heard it. Divine Embrace, thank you again. So Megan donated money to the Asians. Do y'all remember that? Everybody was saying, oh, how sweet. Damage Control. Let's go pull that shit up. Not all of this shit making sense. Uh-huh. Because they was over there tearing her ass up and we ain't know nothing about it. Megan Thee Stallion gives back to the Asian community after the Atlanta spa shootings. So the Houston rapper and Fashion Nova donated $50,000. That was on March 29th. So they've been tearing her ass up on social media. So what good press to come out with a donation to the Asian? Child. This is so ridiculous, girl. You are too easy. They don't give a damn about your image. Because it should not be that easy to connect the dots. I wish she did shit from the heart. They said, it still shocks me how Megan Thee Stallion is so fucking racist, but no one seems to give a fuck. So when it's your fave, it's okay to be racist? They have lyrics up here that say, get a lot of brain, then I leave them like the bell rung. Eyes so low like I'm Sue. Call me Ching Chong. Girl. So Megan Thee Stallion is racist towards Asians and likes anime. Sorry, but pick a struggle. They said, why didn't nobody tell me that Megan Thee Stallion is racist? Let's take a listen. Can we listen? Oh, no, it's a screenshot. My slow ass. They using the same eyes so low like I'm Sue. Call me Ching Chong. And then, same lyrics. So, here goes my thing. This is fucking stupid. I don't think that it was, you know, there was any ill will, you know what I'm saying, towards the Asian community. I don't think that she hates you. I don't think that she's racist and stuff like that. You know, it's just something that she said trying to rhyme. Nothing more, nothing less. So, I think that is utterly fucking ridiculous that anybody will be calling this girl a fucking racist. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, really making an issue out of this situation. If you feel like it was insensitive and you don't like it, then just say that. And then maybe something like, if Megan felt like addressing it and saying, okay, well, in the future, I won't do that. You know, I didn't think about that, or that wasn't, you know, where I was when I made that song. It's already out. It is what it is. I didn't have any ill intent, so I'm going to keep that song out. But in the future, maybe I won't say things like that. I mean, if she had wanted to do something like that, okay. But at best, that's the most that I would give it, you know. But I wouldn't even sweat at the whole situation. Like, I think that's fucking ridiculous. You're doing too goddamn much. But anyway, I do think that it's fishy, you know, that Megan's ass is sitting up here with these damn charades around the same time. Now let's go ahead and get into this right here, where they was over here lying. And I think that this is pathetic. Don't ask me why I question this girl. They draw a lie about all kind of shit. So, you know, Megan has been showcasing her hair more. And she's had crazy growth. I don't know if it's the Miel or if it's microlinks or she's drinking water. I don't know what it is. But one day Megan had, you know, like it was regular. I don't know. Like maybe shoulder length. And then one day we woke up and she literally had a lion's mane. You know what I mean? Like, it's just grown exponentially. You should put whatever that is in a bottle. I truly have never seen anything like it. Okay, truly. I've never seen anything like it. And so, whatever it is, her hair is beautiful, okay? And so there are people who don't believe that it's her hair. I'm not really concerned with if it's her hair or if it's not. Who gives a fuck, okay? So that's that. I think that the hair, okay, on her head, wherever in the fuck it come from, let's say it's snap-on extension, I think that it looks beautiful, okay? And then she was barefaced, and I think that she's a pretty girl. And so the whole thing is, Kalon posted this picture because she's supposed to be on a hiatus. And he said, hacked, LOL, hey, y'all. A particular blog said, it looks like Megan doesn't know how hiatuses work, fiending for their social media. Okay, you know, Megan was supposed to be taking a hiatus, but we soon learned that it wasn't the typical hiatus because she was still out working, and they made sure that we saw that for anybody who may have thought that she was in rehab. And then we figured, okay, well, that just means social media. They said management would take over social media. Okay, I'm laughing at you, Ellen. So for her to come up, you know, with this picture and it says hacked, LOL, hey, y'all, it does give the impression that, you know, you cannot stay away from social media long enough to focus on what it is that you're doing. If you're supposed to be on a hiatus, why are you on your friends' pages, you know what I'm saying, uploading shit and getting online? Like, girl, what are you doing? So that's just fucking ridiculous. That's one. Okay, nobody really paid that much attention. This was one of those pictures that people said, ooh, look at her hair. And they went on about their business, right? Until Kalon came out and played his damn self and everybody else. Kalon came on his Instagram story and said, Meg ain't hacked me, LOL. She sent me that picture and I posted it without her knowing. She'll be all right. What? Wait a minute. It says hacked. LOL, hey, y'all. So you mean to tell me that you pretended to be Megan and you posted an unauthorized photograph of Megan on your Instagram? Is that what you're telling me? Child. Weird. I don't believe that. I believe that Megan was getting flack. You know, people were saying, damn, you can't even stay off Instagram. I think that's what happened. And I think that's why he said this. And I think that this is so ridiculous. And this makes the whole situation look even worse. It wasn't even a thing. You know, it wasn't going to trend. She can't even trend for her new videos and stuff. So nobody really cared. So I don't understand why he even typed this shit up. But if you were to call them clout chasers, if you were to say he was using her, because anybody could milk that shit how they want to. You wanted some attention so bad that you used Megan Thee Stallion. You pretended that she had hacked your goddamn phone. What, you wanted some traffic to your page? Like, what was the point? So the shit is just weak and ridiculous either way you fucking spin it. Like, what? So they was just over there doing some more weirdo shit as usual. And I find it ridiculous. Anyway, moving the fuck on. Let's go ahead and get into Asian. Megan also posted a photograph of her mother. It was her mother's birthday. And so she just posted a loving message, you know, dedicated to her mother. And I just wanted to spotlight Asian. Asian came and left a comment and she said, happy birthday, queen. And you know that Asian went online and she said that the friendship with Megan was over because Megan wasn't a good friend to her. And I think we all agree with that. You know, whatever the case may be, I think it says a lot about Asian and her character and the type of friend that she was to her. To know how impacted, you know, Megan was by the death of her mother and to set aside whatever feelings that she may have had to come and pay respects to her mother simply because she had been friends with Megan. And so I thought that that was a really beautiful thing. And that doesn't mean that they'll be friends and be texting and going out. But I think that stand-up women do stand-up things. And I think that that was a really cool thing to do. You know what I'm saying? And so, if you have somebody that you really, really, really was down for and you really, really loved them, and you know that things, certain things are important to them, you know, you want to say something, then go ahead. Go ahead. Now, when I say fuck a bitch, that's exactly what the fuck I mean. I wouldn't give a damn if she fell in a black hole. But I hold grudges and shit. Okay. I be holding grudges and shit. So, now, miss me with all that bullshit. Y'all, I ain't gonna be in no comments, bitch. You got me fucked up. Fuck your comments, bitch. Fuck you. That's how I'm feeling. Now, let's go ahead and get into Tory Lanez. So, look at the Shade Room. 2 million views on the Shade Room later. They said Tory Lanez wasn't playing during his live virtual performance of his latest R&B album, Playboy. Did y'all check it out? If y'all are part of Mob Radio, then we had a watch party over on Twitch and on Session Head. Shout out to y'all. And it was amazing. I don't know why they covering up the blunt like it's crack cocaine. But that's all it was worth, though. They're doing too much. We watched the whole thing. Let me tell you really quickly how we felt about it, because we talked about it after the fact. But let me tell you. It was a treat. Make sure that you go and check it out. It's free. And so you can go to YouTube. You can go to his Twitch. He probably still has another link where you can check it out. But for sure on YouTube. And so the set was amazing. It was very inviting. So it was a bedroom. And I love the effects that they had, like for the sky and stuff like that. They were changing times of day. You know, they had different things to focus on. And he made good use of the space. We didn't get bored. You know what I'm saying? For somebody that's singing, rapping, not necessarily doing 8 counts and shit like that, he kept our attention as viewers. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get lost in it. It didn't seem stale. You know what I'm saying? So that was good. The music was phenomenal. And if you can appreciate live singers, then from the beginning to the end, even when we may have heard a little crack or something like that, it added, you know, to the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? It was really, really, really dope. It was about 30 minutes. So he got in, got out, and it ended at a point where you felt like, oh, damn, is that it? But you're supposed to want to leave people wanting more. And that's exactly what he did. And so the Shade Room, you know, I do think that they have been biased. And so when Tory was doing, you know, his promo and posting about it, and he was tagging different people that helped to make this production possible, he tagged the Shade Room. And so the Shade Room didn't repost. I said, look at their ass, but they still involved. Mm-hmm. And so they did post this after the fact. And if you go through the comments, everybody was loving it. Everybody was loving it. And it's just one of those moments where it's like you have to remain determined. The whole world, even on this platform, was against this man. They was posting memes and making fun of him in the same spot where they are now praising him and assisting him to make sure that he can continue to put out great music. Okay? The moral of the story is fuck them hoes. Give them something to talk about. That's what you do. And then you make sure that it's on your own account. They posted a meme of him the other day. Yeah, I saw it. It'd be the dry shit. But anyway, let's continue on, because what happened after that? Well, after the after he did the concert, babe, the album went to number one on iTunes. So right now, you can go and take a look. And Playboy is number one on them R&B charts, okay? It came out 2 months ago. And more people, they decided to go give it a chance versus listening to what the fuck the haters had to say. And they realized what the fuck we've all been saying. Like, how amazing. Number one. And how vindicated do you think he must feel, like, when they suppress his music so much, but the people are speaking? He was trending all night, you know what I'm saying, for his music in a positive way. And let's go ahead and post this. Morning Juice Box reposted this little clip. Publicly embarrass me, but this album will not be about her this time. Okay, did Tory Lanez diss Megan Thee Stallion? The last bitch I fucked with lied and tried to publicly, you know what I'm saying, embarrass me. We had already heard the fucking song. We already know. Matter of fact, oh, ain't court today? Don't try to make it like the concert was about her. Don't try to make it. You real late. You real fucking tardy, bitch. We been heard that goddamn song. 2 months ago when the shit came out and he said what the fuck he said. Because y'all love to try to make it seem like he wasn't putting out nothing that ain't have, you know, that had all to do with her. And that wasn't the case. So he made it very clear. This album not finna be about her, but guess what? Guess what? And he didn't say nobody name, matter of fact. So if you feel like he's talking about her, then bitch, that's more of a reflection of how the fuck you feel about the situation than anything else. He didn't say her name. So did he diss Megan? Bitch, you tell me. Shit, the fuck? Anyway, let's go ahead real quick before we get into some news that he divulged to everybody. Let's go see how it's doing on YouTube. Mm-mm. Okay. So it was streamed yesterday. Look, first of all, let's get into this. Banda Man, 3.5 million. And then the live stream of Playboy is at 930,000. And so it's on its way to a motherfucking million already. 32 minutes. So go check it out. It was a vibe. It was real, real cute. And so they said it was almost at a million this morning. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to show y'all go ahead and get into it. Open fire!
Hi, guys. It's Tiani, the owner of Rap Vision. I'm back with another design haul. With some fresh white tees you can color or wear as is. If you got some new kicks with no shirts to match, just color it in. It's no big deal. If you're asking about men tees, we got all sizes up to 3X. So check out RapVisions.shop or RapVisions on all social media.
All right, you guys. Listen. Man, somebody said I was ordering food. The lady said, is everything okay? Man, go on, please. Please go on. Send me my motherfucking money. I want to remind you that I would like for you to send me an email if you would like to nominate a special lady in your life that you feel like deserves a $500 Mother's Day giveaway. And then if you're somebody or if you know someone who needs to go to prom or is going to prom, bitch, and they need some assistance with that, go ahead and email me. And make sure that you have your newsletter, your school paper, bitch, something. Don't come up to be talking about, I'm in 11th grade, 12th grade. Nah, hell nah. I don't want to hear none of that bullshit. Do you understand? Do you understand? All right, you guys. Let me go ahead and take a look at the comments on the My Radio hashtag. YouTube, we will see you later. Little black girl, you're beautiful. Little black boy, you're enough. This shit gonna get hard, but never forget that if we stick together, we can get through that shit. I love you for all the reasons why they said that they couldn't. Bye. I've been keeping it at that motherfucking 2 hours for YouTube. Bitch, I be working efficient than a motherfucker. Know what the fuck they logged me out for? Okay, discipline. Exactly. Hold on, let me get this video started so it can upload and stream live. But you know what? I get more out of my day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm able to get a lot of shit finished and get a lot of good shit done because there's more structure. So, that's really good. And we still be clowning and kicking it and going live 50-11 motherfucking times. So it all works, Sam. Okay, The Sims. I was playing the fuck out of The Sims this weekend. What was I watching? I was watching fucking Castlevania. But what else did I watch? I watched something else. Of course, I'm still watching Cruel Summer. They had a new episode. I caught up on that. They said, you got a fan, babe. Oh, where? They said, get on Chloe's ass. What did Chloe say? Milagro and Millitopia.com. Put the at name. Put the at name so I can block them. But let me go ahead and go to the My Radio hashtag. And then I'm going to take a couple of calls. And then we all going to go mind our business. Oh, you want me to talk about Chloe? I thought you meant there was somebody in the chat being an asshole. Oh, okay. Lil Baby said, oh, Millie watches anime. Yes, I do. But I don't think that... The reason why I don't like to talk about it is because I think it's lame as fuck for people to feel like it's, like, extra cool or something special that a black girl would watch anime. It's not a big deal to me. I watch cartoons. I watch action. I watch a lot of different shit. So it is one of the types of things that I watch, but I don't feel like that makes me special. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like, oh, wow. I watch this. I watch that. Like, bitch, okay. I want to, Alex did put me onto it. Absolutely. Alex has always been a huge anime fan. And then, when I met him, he would be watching it. And I would be like, what is this? We got into it, after we got married, like on a honeymoon. Because he wanted to watch something in particular that I was not. I was like, what the fuck is this bullshit? This childish ass shit. You know, I was not for it. And he was like, no, I'm about to watch it. Bitch, I had rolled over and went to sleep. I was so mad. I'll never forget. But, yeah, I started, okay, this time I can hear me now. So, after that, you know, it was something that he, was watching and really into. And I was like, what is this? So I actually, like, started watching it. And, I loved it. And so, that's that. I started watching it, too. So I've watched all kind of shit. I can't even name all the bullshit I done watched. I'm hearing that there's a tornado warning in Atlanta. I also was hearing that there was a tornado warning in Dallas. Whatever the case, I am praying for everybody involved, okay? I hope that you are aware of the weather in your local area. I hope that you are safe, okay? They're saying to take shelter now because they feel like there absolutely could be a goddamn tornado. I don't know what... I agree, Jessica. The weather has been a fucking mess. Oh, no. The tornado has actually touched the fuck down. And it's hit... Oh, bitch. Bitch! They said that hoe was on the freeway doing 80. Fuck a ticket. What? So, yes. Look at this. Let me tell you something. You ever want to feel small? Go look outside. And when the weather, when Mother Nature decides to show you who in the fuck really is in charge, it is a sight to behold. And there is absolutely nothing that you can fucking do about it. Nothing. It doesn't matter how much technology you've created, how high up or how low down you may think that you are. But bitch, that shit is crazy. Jalen said Mother Nature or H-A-A-R-P. Bitch, I what I said stands for Mother Nature. But is this a case of Mother Nature or HARP? Okay. So, yeah. Take a look, people. Confirmed tornado, potentially significant, moving towards Atlanta. Woo, they said that's looking like geostorm. All right, people. Downtown Atlanta is in the immediate path. Seek shelter now. Seek shelter now. That is what they are telling everybody. Downtown Atlanta. Let me tell you when they make shit too obvious. It's not impossible for a tornado to come through areas that have been built up. But you gotta understand, you know, that they need space to thrive. And it's just not as common for tornadoes and shit to be going through places like a damn downtown Atlanta. And then they say that whole travel, they said Atlanta is in the path. What type of goddamn tornado ain't taking no exits? Bitch, what kind of tornado is this? That hoe ain't got weak yet. And when they going through shit, they supposed to get weaker. That's why them hoes don't last that long. How this motherfucker all up and down the highways and byways? The fuck going on over here? Where is Calhoun City? Because the tornado done already tore they ass up. Where is that at? In proximity to Atlanta. Baby, look at this building. So the damn thing that came from Calhoun to Atlanta? Oh, it's only a mile away? Baby, Yano said, I know where it's going. It got a target. Oh, baby, where it's going? The tornado got a GPS? Baby, is Goat Alexis okay? Oh, really? What kind of coincidence is it that it was a big-ass tornado on this day in 1999 in Kansas? Look. So big motherfucker. They said that hoe was a foe. And not one going through Atlanta, huh? Man. They say everybody stop, drop, and roll. Go get a mattress. Go, everybody go jump in the bathtub. Everybody go get a mattress and get in the bathtub. Hell nah, they tell me it's tornado season, bitch. Oh, it's a tornado in Kentucky, bitch? Oh, they finna fuck up the world. Oh, bitch, they got a tornado in Kentucky. What the fuck going on?
They said it's for an earthquake.
What is this?
Oh my God.
God bless America. Wow. What this was? Bitch, I need to get off of Twitter. What is it? Yazoo County, Mississippi. Bitch. Not Mississippi. Oh, hell. Everybody go get a can of beans. Bitch, they got a tornado on every side of the Mississippi River. Are you kidding me? What is the fuck is everybody gonna do? Damn, my wig ain't even came in from stamps.com. Oh my God. This wild here. This is wild, yo, bitch. I done had enough of this. Okay, everybody, y'all better go get them beans. Let me go to this hashtag. Somebody please put out an SOS for Goat Alexis. It's like Corvette. Man. I'm still without a wig. They said Chloe getting cheated on again. Chloe is a rundown hoe. She gonna get whatever the fuck she keep accepting. And it is what it is. What's new? Chloe needs to stop. Literally. They said Billy gave Madonna tease. Okay, that's what she was up there looking like. It's crazy how all the bad karma that Megan tried to give to Tori seems to be piling up on her every day. Tori continues to thrive, and I love it. Ooh. People get racism confused with being stereotypical. Saying someone has real low eyes like Ching Chong is not racism. It's stereotyping the culture. That's it. That's all. All right. What is this? Birdman says Nicki Minaj is coming. And says she's one of the most talented female rappers he's worked. What is this? Where's Wallow?
Nick, what's up with Nicki? She got something coming down the pipe.
Man, Nicki, she just had to live with herself, but she coming. I don't know when she coming, but she coming. One of the most talented females we ever had in the game.
Yes, she is. Got the confidence. When you first met her, how did you feel about her?
Wayne showed me her on a DVD. Then the next day, he flew it on. But she used to be in the same studio every night, though. Writing all night. Be the last one in the motherfucking studio. Every night, though. She put in the work, the dedication to be who she is.
Okay. Can't do nothing but respect it. For those people who talk shit about blue hair, what they gotta say now? They say court is today. Lil Baby said, I believe Shekinah. But God, They said she kind of doing too much. I feel absolutely nothing for Shekinah. She always running her mouth and then backtracking. If you knew nothing about the Harris' situation, why would you go live with Tiny in a room and then speak on a situation you allegedly knew nothing about? Clownery in 2021. Jalen says Shekinah doing this old Vigo trying to make a coin off of Tiny. She working for tips on Vigo. Notice how the venting is not on Instagram Live. Sympathy and payola. They said, girl, you sound bitter. What's wrong with a housewife? They said they mowing the fuck out that lawn. Yeah, you know how they do. Now, you know exactly how they gives it up. So don't play. Don't play. Okay? Man, let's go ahead and take some phone calls from the loyal viewers, my people. Drop a bomb. Drop a bomb. Baby, they not letting their grass get all out of touch. I don't watch Atlanta Housewives. I watch quality television. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you feeling?
Hi, Mom. I'm good. I'm gonna just tell you what everybody tell you, but I gotta tell you, I really listen to you every day. I love your voice. You're so funny. Oh,
thank you.
You and the mom and the comments just make my day. Y'all crack me up. Okay, real quick, I just wanted to talk about Shekinah. I wanted to say the situation is messed up. Not gonna act like Tiny didn't do anything, but I feel like Shekinah needs to take responsibility for her own actions. Like, she throws herself into things and then wants to play victim. Like, nobody forced you to speak on a situation that didn't concern you. Even if you wanted to speak up for your friend, that's what you wanted to do, according to your words. You wanted to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same with the working without a license. Like, oh, I'm an esthetician. That happens. When you don't have a license, you take the little bit of money you could take because you're trying to get practice and you're trying to get your name out there. That's normal shit.
May I ask, how much does it cost to take that test?
Okay, so for an esthetician in New York, the class is $10,000, and then you have to complete 600 hours of training, and then you take your state boards, and the test itself is like $250, but
oh hell, like,
the schools will cost all the money.
Cause you can get financial aid for the school, right?
But only a little bit. Like, they don't, financial aid only covers maybe like $2,000, cause they do it per semester. But since beauty school is so short, you only get one semester's worth of money. So you might get like $2,500. But she, as a cosmetologist, her program is more expensive because they go to school, I believe, $900 to $1,200. So her program could have been like $10,000, $11,000. And then you can't even take the state board until you complete those hours. So.
Well, Shekinah, she didn't say she had a problem taking the class. She didn't have no money for the test. So if Shekinah could get her ass all the way through the damn schooling that costs all that money, then why the hell she ain't had no money for no damn test that costs about
$250? And my thing is, she's full of shit. I felt like that too. And even if you didn't have the money, that's why you're working. It wasn't anyone's responsibility. I didn't understand why she kept saying, nobody fought for me. That's not nobody's job. Like, you're the one who wants to pursue this profession. So you make it happen. So I just didn't like that. She keeps playing victim. Nobody paid me fairly. You sat there and took the money. And I'm not saying it was right or it was wrong, but let's not act like you didn't get anything out of working with Tiny. We know who you are because of Tiny. You got other jobs because of Tiny. So let's not act like she just didn't do shit. Maybe she didn't pay you, but she was definitely a valuable customer, in my opinion, because she came with so much more than money.
And it was something about Tiny that made Shekinah kiss her ass. So what was that?
Exactly. Okay. So I don't like how now you did this shit all these years, and now because y'all not cool, it's unfortunate. And I'm gonna say this too. I'm not defending Tiny, but let's be clear. When the accusations came out, Tiny said nothing, right? So if Tiny's not the type of person to defend her own self, what the fuck makes you think she's gonna defend you? That was a bad call on your part. She didn't defend herself. She said nothing. So I don't think it's fair to hold her to a standard she doesn't even do for her own self. She didn't defend her own self. So she gonna jump up and defend you? No. You should have minded your business. And that's just really.
And when you step out on a limb,
stupid.
When you step out on a limb, you have to know that there's a possibility that no one is going to have your fucking back. Are you still willing to vouch for somebody? That's it. That's always the case.
I'm not judging her because I've done it. I've been that friend who do too much, and then I learned my lesson when I feel stupid at the end of the day because they're not going to do it for me. So that's neither here nor there. The point is she needs to learn her lesson. It seems like she keeps doing this shit, and she keeps getting disappointed, and then she want to play victim. That's not fair. So again, I'm not defending Tiny, but you chose to do this shit. You chose to work there. You chose to stay there. You saw all your friends switch up. You still stayed there. You chose to speak on a situation that has shit to do with you, and then you came back and doubled down on it the first time. So, like, nobody's really sorry for you, girl. Shut up. And that's that. Like, yeah, she, like somebody just wrote, she is an attention seeker. Even now, I don't really understand what she's doing this for. The situation is what it is. In my opinion, this is all for Tiny. She's hurt. She wants them. They're not speaking. So she wanted a way to let Tiny know, like, my feelings are hurt. I don't like what you did. And I believe this is her way of doing that. Like, she's trying to act like it's for us, but this is for Tiny. She wants Tiny to feel bad, but Tiny's not going to feel bad.
And there wasn't no damn testimony her ass was over there giving. But I think Tiny played her hand. You couldn't never defend that girl. But you could come out here and call her a ditzy bitch. Like, girl, go on.
Yeah, no. That was why. Tiny is she's pussy. Because I feel like when the other girl was talking all that shit about you, you ain't say nothing, but you gonna do that to your so-called friend.
Exactly. Ain't said a motherfucking word.
She has not said a word about that.
But they don't have no respect for Shekinah. Don't got no damn respect for her.
You don't respect yourself. You sat there and said you kiss ass. You let people lowball you. You watch people switch up on you. We seen on the show how T.I. was talking to her. He couldn't fucking stand her. So she made it to where nobody could respect her. Because I'm not staying around if I'm not respected. I'm just like, all right, well, they don't fuck with me. You sat there and just kept letting them do that to you. So what you crying for? Shekinah's annoying. She's always in the middle of everybody's situation, but then when the tables get turned on her, it's, oh, nobody's here for me. Nobody asked you to do that. Like, I can't understand it for the life of me why she couldn't just mind her fucking business. And she would still be able to get her check, and she wouldn't be in a lawsuit right now.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're not in a bedroom. You don't do this. You don't do that. So then why are you speaking on it? Because in reality, you could be my best friend. I don't know what the fuck you and your husband do. I ain't saying shit. I'm sorry, that's just that. She got me hot. I was waiting to call you, girl.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I appreciate your perspective and your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, babe. I was trying to add so many other people, but it was not connecting today. So I'm going to have to send in a motherfucking ticket. Everybody I done tried to add except for her, it did not fucking work. I don't know what the problem is. Come on over to station head. Okay.
You are listening to
Milagro, baby. Milagro Grams, International Nino, Mia, nigga Millie.